Hi, everybody. This is Nick. We just recorded our lizard episode, so that is in the can. Please expect that in early December. As we were recording, I had a good talk with Bart, my co-host, about a movie that he co-directed. It is a comedy about Thanksgiving, the American holiday of Thanksgiving. And as I was listening to it later, I realized that I could just cut this out and post it as a mini episode to the feed to get it out ahead of the holiday, which is November 25th. There's no discussion of homebrew games in this or even video games. So if you are not interested in a movie about Thanksgiving, please feel free to skip it. But if you would like to hear a short clip of me talking with my friend about a feature film that he made and got distributed, which I think is pretty awesome, please enjoy. And we will be back very soon with our full episode of Lizard. Now, as I said, you made a movie. So, like, not only did you make a movie, you made a holiday movie.
Yes, I made a Thanksgiving-themed movie.
Yeah, so speaking of American holidays, so Thanksgiving here is in late November. And, you know, you get together and with your family and friends and you eat a bunch of food. And it often involves, because all of your family is together for, in some cases, like the only time all year, it involves a lot of drama and a lot of drinking often. Yeah. And yeah, you made a movie about that.
Yeah, I totally did direct a movie along with my co-director, Matt Ullman. He and I put together this movie back in 2016. And it's currently available on Epix and Prime Video. And you can buy it on Amazon. It's available a lot of places. It is about the night before Thanksgiving when you want to have a party and get blackout drunk when you come home from college. And you don't want to spend that evening home with your parents. You decide all your old friends get together and drink. And yes, we made a film called Drinksgiving. It was picked up by Gravitas Ventures, and it is currently on Amazon Prime. And it's actually has an international release. They changed the name to American Turkey. Very interesting. That's been out for a few years. It comes around every year at Thanksgiving and shows up on my Amazon Prime feed as one of the top films. And I don't know, maybe that's because it's my algorithm and I look for it a lot, but I've had people reach out to me saying, like, a friend of mine who's in Australia, he was flipping through one of his digital streaming channels last year and he saw it. It was the number two indie movie for the week in Australia that year or last year.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, it came up as Drink, but it was called Drinksgiving, though. So I don't know if it's actually being marketed as American Turkey yet, but we do have the artwork American Turkey stuff. Yeah,
I love that. So is that supposed to be kind of like a reference to American Pie?
Yeah, the artwork is sort of even an homage to the artwork for the original American Pie poster.
Is there someone who actually has sex with a turkey carcass?
No, but my character has...
Well, that's too bad. I was going to watch it, but all right.
Well, okay, wait a minute. My character is the weird guy next door that comes over, and he has a puppet. And really, the only way he can talk to women is through the puppet. And the puppet has sex with a girl. So.
Wait. Wait a minute. Say that again. You're actually in the movie?
Yes, I am in the movie.
I'm not doing a bit for our listeners. Like, I actually have not seen the movie.
You haven't seen the movie? It's been out for 3 years, motherfucker.
I know. I've never seen the movie. It just never came up.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I need a copy of this.
Thanksgiving's never come up for the last 3 years. Okay. But yeah, check it out. I'm in the movie. I play the next door neighbor. He's a weirdo. He's got a puppet that he uses to talk to people because he's super nervous. And, as a result, spoiler alert, he hooks up with one of the girls. And that's actually the post-credit scene is him as post-coital relations with the puppet and the girl. So
is this like Marvel? So the next one you do is going to be about the puppet and
maybe
his relationship.
You know, if you look at it, it's I'm in bed. There's a puppet in between us, and the girl's on the other side, and the puppet and the girl are making out, and I'm just sitting there, just waiting for it to be over. It's pretty good.
What is this rated?
Oh, I don't think we got a rating, but I would definitely call it an R.
There's puppet sex.
There's puppet sex. There's a lot of F-bombs being dropped. There's drinking. There's smoking. There's, all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, yeah. That sounds good. I would have watched it, but there's no sex with turkey carcasses. So I was actually looking forward to that.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't hitting your demographic there.
All right. I'm sorry I haven't watched your movie. It just, honestly, it just like, I don't know. I kept it, maybe I kept expecting like everybody like get together and watch it, but like
we could do that if you want. If you go to the IMDb page for Drinksgiving, you'll see the one poster that we designed that kind of has a Norman Rockwell-esque look to it, which is our lead actress Pamela Mitchell taking a drink of something and kicking her oven door closed. So that's actually the artwork that's on the Blu-ray, which that's a whole other thing, man. Whenever I got the Blu-ray in the mail, and it was so weird opening up an Amazon package and like pulling
out. You did show me the Blu-ray, right?
A real Blu-ray for a movie that I made. I thought that was so cool.
That's rad.
But then also in the artwork is the American Turkey poster mock-up. It's crazy. And I'm on there holding the puppet, looking at me with my big stupid eraser head
hair. Wait, you're on the poster?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got to show me this.
Me and every other cast member. Yeah, just go to the Drinksgiving IMDb page and check it out.
We're going to put this on our Twitter. Yeah.
It's all good.
All right.
Not at the kids' table anymore. American Turkey.
You made a friggin' movie, Bart.
Totally. Totally.
That's amazing. I cannot believe you made a feature film.
Yeah, and we sold it.
Yeah, and you sold it. Okay, that's the best thing. Like, not only did you make the feature film, you actually made, like, you sold it.
Yep. So I'm just, waiting for one of our actors to hit it super big, and then they'll be like, hey, here's a movie that they made when they were, before they were famous. And then maybe somebody will actually watch our movie.
So it'll be like, your movie will be like Cannibal the Musical?
Yes, yes, because I can't even get my friends to watch it. Maybe somebody will get famous, and then somebody will watch it.
I will totally watch it. So it's streaming now, right?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't have a copy of it.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you.
We're going to watch it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, or the day before. Just don't call me after you watch it and tell me how much you hated it. I mean, all shit aside, it's, I mean...
I wouldn't do that. I would say it on the podcast.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah.
Oh.